Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Anbiya. In this regard, there is just one narrative reported by Al-Wasit, reported in Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and it's reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'f from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The text of the narrative is, Man qara iqtaraba lin-nas hasabahumullahu hisaban yaseera wa safa'ahu wa sallama alayhi kullu nabiyyin zukira ismuhu fil Quran. Which means that a person who recites Surah Anbiya, the Almighty will take a very easy reckoning from him on the Day of Judgment, and every prophet which is mentioned in the Quran, he will shake hand with that person on the Day of Judgment and also send him his salutations. I should like to point out at the very outset, this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. He says that it is absolutely fabricated and has no basis. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other person is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishai, and at another place he says, Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is Laysa Bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is Laysa Bihujja wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zaiful Hadith Chittan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is Qazzab, that he is a liar. So it is evident from this information why Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be concocted. So all in all, we need to totally abstain from this narrative. It has absolutely no basis. It has no ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this can best be achieved if we understand that surah with a good translation, if we reflect on its meanings, and if we convey these meanings and this message to other people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات